This program originally aired in 1988.
Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. This is Piano Jazz. My guest today is Eliane Elias, the elegant, distinctive young pianist from Brazil who is fast becoming known to music lovers, first with the jazz fusion group Steps Ahead, and now with her own album, Illusion. Welcome, Eliane.
Thank you. I'm just
having so much trouble getting your name exactly right. Now, just say it for me.
Eliane Elias.
But it's nice to have a distinctive name.
Well, I don't know. I hope so.
But it's funny, because I even with McPartland, I just get into a lot of funny names.
Funny
but we
names.
Won't go into that, because I'm really dying to hear you play. I just love your record, and I think you're one of the most talented people I've ever met.
Oh, thank you.
So please start us out. Give us a nice solo.
Okay, sure.
What a beautiful sound you get out of the piano.
Thank you.
And now tell me, did you improvise that?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Because I never heard Don That Dream done quite that way.
Really? Oh, good.
That was really pretty.
Oh, thank you.
Now, where are you from in Brazil?
I'm from São Paulo. And
you know, I was there once.
I know. I remember. Actually, I told you, I have a video, I think, home of you doing that festival. There was a great festival they used to have, and they're starting to have it again, the jazz festival.
I was kind of, that's such a cosmopolitan town, but it's almost busier and more hectic than New York.
Yes.
I was almost scared when I was there.
Well, I'll tell you, it is funny, because when I moved to New York, the feeling I got was like if I was moving to a small little town.
Really?
Well, it is. São Paulo is scary. It's enormous and, you know, it's really scary.
It is kind of scary.
Yeah.
And the drivers that took us out to the festival, they drove worse than New York cab drivers.
Oh, God.
And I thought, so this is Brazil. Of course, I was in Rio also, some other places.
Yeah, that's very different.
That's wonderful people. I'm so intrigued. How did you happen to, I mean, how did you arrange to come over here? Did you just decide you would?
Well, I always wanted to come to New York. Since I was a young girl, I used to say on my interviews and whatever, I would go that I was preparing myself to go to New York, that I wanted to be a professional musician. So, but what really helped me to move was when I met Eddie Gomez in Paris. I went to Europe before I moved to New York, and just to check all different places, even though I knew I wanted to come to New York, I went to Europe and I checked all the major places. And that's how I met Eddie Gomez, and I played him a tape. And he was he's a musician that I respect so much, and and his enthusiasm and you know, all his words and his incentive saying, you should go to New York and, you know, that's the place for you. There was sort of a final thing, like the last drop on my glass, you know, of water, yes, to say, okay, just go. And then I moved right after that. It was like 2 weeks and I was in New York.
Well, but I mean, just, did you have friends? I mean, you knew you were going to have people meet you. You just came like on your own?
I came on my own. I hardly spoke any English. I just, you know, had that English from school. And my mother came with me. She spoke a little better than me at the time. And we ran a studio, and I brought enough money just to wait around and to start meeting musicians, but I didn't know anybody. I just knew Gomez, who was on the road half of the time. So I was really, you know, alone in New York, starting, you know, going to the clubs and with the tape on my pocketbook. Here's my tape. I'm a pianist. And people, okay.
What a fantastic story.
Yes, yes. That was hard.
How about, I want to ask you so much more about this, Eliane, but how about another solo? You know what I'd love to hear is one of your own tunes. Okay. I know you have several.
Yes. Well, I'd like to play a tune that I just recorded for my second album. And it's a standard that I just love called Beautiful Love.
Oh, that's a great song.
Yeah.
You know, your harmonic sense is so advanced, and your touch and your feeling. Did you study classical piano when you were a little girl?
I do a lot now. I actually...
Good?
Yes, I do it now. In fact, I still intend to, you know, do my first recording in 88, you know, my first classical record. But it's funny because I started out playing jazz. My mother played classical piano. In fact, when she was pregnant, you know, she practiced like 9 hours
a
day.
You mean when she was pregnant
with
you?
Yes, 9 hours a day. It was unbelievable. So anyway, I started because she loved jazz, even though she played classical. And I grew up listening to Art Tatum, Nat King Cole, Red Garland, Wynton Kelly, Errol Garner, all the great jazz records.
But did you just learn from the records?
Yes, I started out like that. I would just hear and play. And that touched my heart so much. I used to cry as a little girl already, you know, like if Errol Garner would do this or whatever, would really get me. And so I started, maybe I was around 7 years old. And by the time it was like 10 or 11, I could play almost any standard you would name. You know, I knew all the repertoire, the American jazz standards. And I went to a school that was sort of similar method as a Berklee School of mm-hmm. Music. And that was very great. And I had a very good teacher there. But I just started actually with classical music when I was like 15, because then I felt that my fingers were not obeying my ideas. I just couldn't do what I, you know, what I heard in my
your fingers wouldn't do what you
yes,
heard in your head.
Yeah. So that's when I started with classical, but mainly with the purpose of just improving my technique and the sonority.
You're really serious from the word go, weren't you? You're really serious about this.
I was. I was always like that. I knew from beginning that's what I wanted to do. I just love music. I just love the piano so much that nothing else I could have done.
Well, now, who was the teacher that you wrote the piece for that you did on your record?
Yes, that's Hamilton Godoy, and he's a wonderful pianist. He's also a very good classical pianist. But he is responsible for so much, you know, like on my improvements and all those years of dedication. He did a lot of research for me. He helped me a lot. And, of course, when I did my first record, I wanted to do the first cut in the album, just dedicated to him, you know, because, as I said, he's the other half responsible for, you know, my playing. And,
well, I like that tune so much.
Oh, it's nice.
Last night I started fooling with it and I tried to take it off the record. And I thought maybe if, you know, we could try that as a duet.
Sure.
Would you like to do that?
I'd love to try, yeah.
Okay, now that's called?
Choro.
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 So with your piano on the right and mine on the left. Let's play.
Okay.
I just love that piece. Oh, I'm so pleased. Now I'll be able to
fun.
I'll be able to learn it properly, play it on my own job.
That was great.
Yeah. It's so pretty. Let's wind up with some good standard tune. Have you met Miss Jones?
Sure. Okay. One, two, three.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.